3, 2, 1, we're live! Welcome, I'm Megan.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Crime and Roses.
And we are a true crime and bachelor franchise recap podcast.
Megan.
Danielle.
We're back.
We're back.
We're back talking about The Bachelor.
Yeah.
It's been so long.
It has been so long.
So we took a little break after GOAT because we knew this Bachelorette season was going to be insane.
Bananas.
Bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S. That's how I still spell bananas.
I actually just recently realized the way I spell fabulous is not correct, like the rapper. That's how I spell independent.
I-N-D-E-P-E-N-T-E-N-T.
Yeah.
And that's how I spelled fabulous. F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S. That is not how you spell fabulous.
No, baby.
That's how he spells fabulous.
That is his fabulous way of spelling fabulous.
Found that out in 2020. Not the best speller. Anyway, so check out our Patreon. We did a whole conversation about Megan's cross-country trip.
It's really hard to say, though.
Those are hard words. So
they are.
Today, we're going to go over cast bios for Claire's season of The Bachelorette.
Yes.
And then we'll be back next week to talk about night one, as long as there is not a game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Listen, I have never rooted for the Lakers harder.
I hate LeBron so much, and I'm like, you better fucking win. Close this out in 5, motherfucker.
Every single thing in my soul tells me that I should not be rooting for the Lakers because I'm a Kings fan, because I'm from Sacramento. But here we go.
Here we go.
Let's try it. Let's just one time.
So our new schedule will be Bachelor recaps by Thursday. Again, we're not sure because it comes on Tuesday. We may record Tuesday night. We may record Wednesday night. But by Thursday at 4 a.m., you will have it. And then our true crimes are going to be on Monday. So that'll give us a little time because we also, again, are full-time attorneys. We've got to figure it out with our schedule. And we're not famous enough that...
And Danielle's like a whole mom and a whole wife. So we got some things we got to juggle.
Yeah, here, so. Yeah. There's kids.
So bear with us.
There's husbands. There's partners. There's animals. It's a lot. So that's kind of our new setup.
There's mental health. So it's just... A lot of balls in the air. A
lot of balls, okay. And we're trying to catch them all. Also, we are going to be, we'll provide information in the show notes, but we are participating in a Bachelor bracket. So that's happening. I've never done one of those before, but I'm all about winning in competition and everybody else is going to go down.
I am just playing just to beat you. I don't care who else I beat. But I know you have a bad picker.
I just was gonna say I have a bad picker. But
coming for you.
Because we're gonna be using Guess the Rose, they make it kind of easy and I only have to really worry about like week to week. So I don't necessarily have to like pick you there's points at every level. So we'll put all the information for our bracket in the show notes so you guys can actually participate with us and see if you can beat Danielle. But
even week to week, she's got a bad picker, y'all. So.
Nah, I'm going to do some recon. I'm going to be reality Steven. Like, what did he say? Who about to go? And then also check out our Patreon because we're going to do this section that we're doing. We're actually going to post their photos so you can actually look at their photos while we talk about them.
Are you going to, do you have their photos that you can show, like share screen with me?
No, you're going to look at them because I'm going to tell you about them.
Do you have the link so that I can look at them?
It's ABC. ABC Bachelorette.
I'm on it.
And make sure you write down your favorites.
Okay. Well, one of my favorites already got debunked today, so...
Basic Bitch Podcast. My name is Lauren.
And my name is Alex. We are best friends and the most basic bitches, embracing the shameless pleasures of the basic culture.
We love to talk about anything and everything Bachelor. Relationships, sex, wine, you name it. We're gonna talk about it.
Tune in every Tuesday for new episodes to hear our uncensored thoughts on the most basic things.
Now let's get down to basics.
Hey
Hey cuties, Danielle here. Get ready for Clear Season by playing in a free Bachelorette Fantasy League on Guess the Rose. Create your own group to play against friends, family, and coworkers, or test your predictive powers against other Bachelor fanatics in a public group. Guess the Rose gameplay is simple. Root for your sweetheart all season long and make a series of fun weekly picks to keep it fresh each week. Megan and I are playing this season in a group called Respect the League, brought to you by several Bachelor Instagram accounts, including us, The Right Riesling, Bachelor Baby Yoda, Bachelor in Quarantine, Bachelor Reality, Bachelor Tea Daily, Date Card Podcast, Reality Steph, and the Basic Bitch Podcast. Head to guessthrose.com to join Respect the League and join in on our Bachelor Bracket fun. See you soon.
Okay, I'm on there.
You ready?
Yeah. All right.
We are going to actually start with the POC people because I know The Bachelor likes to treat them like a horror movie and they'll be the first ones to get the boot.
Okay, so this page is organized alphabetically by first name, except for Claire and Chris.
You're going to have to click on the ones I call out. I'm going to call it out.
Cool.
You're going to click on it. You're going to look at them, and you're going to tell us what you think.
Cool.
Number one is Damar.
Ooh, I know he's cute. Okay. Although, also, he looks like who? Who does he look like?
I don't know.
Oh, never mind. Not in this picture. He doesn't look like him. Never mind. I don't know who I thought it was, but it was someone less cute.
You like him, though. I see. I saw the hair flip.
He's very cute.
The hair has flipped, y'all.
He's got a nice smile.
So, Damar is 26. He's a spin cycle instructor from Scottsdale, Arizona.
I'd take that class.
True, but at least told us that in our interview with her that dating in Arizona is trash, so I'm really nervous about him.
Maybe she hasn't met Damar yet.
Maybe not.
And maybe she won't get to. Who knows?
And then you also, one of the things you told me about your trip, you texted me and you were like, there are not a lot of black people in Arizona.
No, we got, okay, so California was fine. As soon as we drive into Arizona and then all the way to Oklahoma, I think is when we saw our next black person. No, we saw two black people in Texas.
And that's North Texas, too, so.
It was North Texas.
Yeah, when I went to Arizona, it was me, my friend Erica, who's black, Randy is white, and then my cousin Sarita, who's black. So three black girls, one white girl who's basically black. And we literally were like, y'all, we kind of sticking out around here. I'm feeling some kind of way. Because, I mean, Randy's in Houston. Erica and I are both in Atlanta, and Sarita's in Minneapolis. So we're both like, we picked a very white location to have a girls trip. So Damar is he's a very popular spin instructor in Scottsdale.
I hope he's also great at his job, but I can see at least one reason why people sign up first class.
If you're a spin instructor, you probably have a great ass. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, and can you imagine his legs and little biker shorts?
But I definitely think he fucks people in his class.
Okay.
I mean, I have no...
I'm signing up for the class regardless. I'm already there, so...
So this is the shit that I fucking hate. It says he was born an only child to two loving parents. And I'm like, this is strange, and you did it because he's black. Because he's black, you have to identify that he has two loving parents. We all have two parents. Men that all have two loving parents...
True.
But you're making that distinction because you don't want to say that he has a single parent household and he's black. And I just like putting that in a cast bio. What is the point of that? You didn't put that in any other of the white folks.
Maybe they weren't only children.
I'm just saying, but like if
no, no, just, I know what
it
you
keeps
mean.
It keeps going. They do it again. They just constantly are like, hey, he has two parents. It's a two loving parents. You don't have to fucking put that. Like, I'm an only child. You're an only child. My son is an only child. My husband's an only child. Does that mean we don't have two loving parents because we're only children?
No.
It's so fucking weird.
Also, for the record, I have not actually read any of these cast bios. Because I was on the road. So Danielle is doing all the heavy lifting for tonight. So thank you.
Well, that's okay. I knew you were going to come right off of your trip. And I was like, I'm just going to do the work. You know, I love me. Somebody timeline. Somebody research. So
you do. And you love a cast bio.
I love a cast bio. I love an only child just as much as I love a cast bio. Like I said, we're all only children. Damar's dream job is to be a DJ on the Las Vegas Strip.
That does sound like fun.
But, bruh, well, I guess you're 26. I don't know. In my mind, I'm like, but you trying to get married and be a DJ on the Las Vegas Strip?
Oh, he and his mom go on Starbucks coffee dates.
Okay. Anyway. I only included things that I thought were really relevant, so please feel free to, like, give in those tidbits, because I definitely didn't put that. Denver is one of DeMar's favorite cities in the U.S., and where he goes skiing or snowboarding for the first time, I feel like they also put that, because he's like, he's black, but he's white. He likes Denver.
It says here that his wine of choice is a Cabernet, and I can fucks with that.
I knew you were going to love that, so I didn't put it. The next one is easy. He's 29. He's a sports marketing agent from Newport Beach, California.
I'm pulling it up.
I'm telling them who he is while you pull it up.
Oh, okay. I'm with you.
And then I'm going to ask you.
Oh, he's cute.
What do you think?
He's cute.
What's he look like?
He's a black guy. He's got nice cheekbones. They're just right there. He's got a nice smile. He put on some lip balm right before this picture was taken.
Thank God, because I love me and Mike Johnson, but what did I tell you about them dry ass lips? Always.
It's an earring. Okay, I was like, there's something
on your screen.
There could have been something on my screen, but is an earring in his ear.
So after playing in the NFL for 4 years, Easy, which they did not say what his real name. They didn't say his real name wasn't Easy.
You're assuming that's not his real name.
Yeah, they didn't say either way or it was a nickname or anything. But after 4 years of playing in the NFL, he decided to shift his gears into marketing. He says he's much more focused on his personal life, and he's ready to find his queen, like Mike Johnson.
Yes.
Four queens.
Yeah.
Above all, Easy wants to make his family proud. His dream is to own the New York Yankees, and he has seen every episode of Grey's Anatomy. Same.
Okay, so my friend Sarah is really going to like him just for that one fact.
Because she loves Grace.
Also, way to aim high with your goals of someday owning the Yankees, even though they're a trash bag team.
Okay. I like that better than being a DJ on the strip.
True.
So next we have Garen. He's 34. He's a professional journalist.
Is it Garen with a G?
Garen, yes, with the G.
Okay.
He's a professional. Mine says professional journalism, but that seems very wrong.
Professor of journalism.
Oh, okay.
You are close.
Words are hard. So, from North Hollywood, California, his bio says he's an extrovert by nature. He loves his job teaching journalism at the University of Southern California.
It's a private school. There's a lot of money there.
Yes. You taught us about that. So, that's why I was like, ooh, I know things. He takes great pride in shaping the minds of future television reporters. He wants a queen by his side. Black folks want a queen. And then I looked at my husband and I was like, am I your queen? He was like, yeah. I was like, okay, baby. And then we had sex. You're not wrong. So he says he studied abroad in Ghana and he has trouble with punctuality. Don't talk about CP time. Don't put that in your bio, bruh. CP time is color people time. That is a stereotype that we are always late. I will not say that it is not. I personally am not on CP time. But don't you dare in your bio as a black man say that you have trouble with punctuality, meaning you on CP time. Don't do it, bruh. Not for our people. Not on this bio. Just want to say that.
I was just going to let you have your little soapbox.
These bios are pissing me off. Okay, next we have Ivan. Ivan. He's 28.
Oh, he's cute.
He's an aeronautical engineer from Dallas.
That's sexy. That means he's got some brains.
He got brains.
He's cute.
He probably got money.
I think he's taller than me. I can't tell from this photo because it's only shoulders up. But, pecs up. I'll say.
He's very cute. He is one of my favorites.
He's very cute.
I'm just going to tell you.
Oh, shit. I'm supposed to be writing those.
Yeah. She's finding paper, y'all. Un momento, por favor. That was terrible Spanish. He's from Dallas, Texas. So this is what it said verbatim. Some may say he's got it all. Movie star looks, a loving and supportive family, and a seriously cool job building jets for the U.S. military.
I hope he didn't fucking write that. I hope a fucking producer wrote that.
I hope so, child. He was born in Chicago, but grew up in Plano, Texas. So I love somebody from the Midwest in the South. That's me. He's very close with his mom, says he talks to her every day. I hope my baby calls me every day. He probably won't. Girl, I was at work the other day, all day, and he didn't call me at all. He didn't even text me. I was like, I text you and asked you, like, how are you doing? How's your face? Because he's getting acne. And he was like, oh, yeah, I did see that. I ain't respond.
Well, he knew you were busy, so he didn't want to distract you.
Stop having his back. I told you about that shit, Megan.
That's my friend. I can't help it.
Anyways, he's hoping to find somebody who's not only beautiful.
Ivan.
Not my son. Is hoping to find someone who is not only beautiful and nurturing, but also smart and ambitious. His favorite food is always been from his mom's Filipino cooking. So he might be like biracial.
Cool.
Ivan is a recovered croc enthusiast.
I can't support that. I can support that he's recovered from that, certainly. But those are some ugly ass motherfucking shoes. So they're comfy. I need you to do better. That's what I hear.
I don't have any.
But I don't have any either, obviously.
Ivan loves high-end cars and wants to run his own exotic car rental company one day, which I think would be, like, cool. Good money, especially in, like, you know, movie and film industry.
Definitely.
So he's one of my favorites.
I like him. He's cute.
Next we have...
Also, that Henley he's wearing looks really comfortable. So that's it. I'd want to wear it.
He just looks, like, approachable, comfortable. I think when they first released his photos, I was like, oh, he's cute.
He's cute.
Next, we have Joe. He's 36. He's an anesthesiologist from New York City.
Like, that is impressive.
Money.
An engineer and an anesthesiologist in the same cast on The Bachelor?
And they're both POC. They're both
people of color? Ma'am.
Ma'am. We're trying. We got Claire got a little good little pick. She got a good picker. So Joe spent a lot of time on the front lines fighting COVID-19 in New York and survived. Cool. Looks like they said he was a COVID-19 survivor. So it sounds like he had it himself and survived. The bio was written way differently as if COVID is over, and I wasn't having that. So I just...
It's not, y'all. No. Mask up. Wash your hands. Yeah. Use the hand sanitizer.
Please do.
Social distance.
Because it was like, oh, he's like 2020 fight of COVID. And I'm like, it's still happening. So.
Well, I mean, was done fighting COVID for a little bit when he was filming.
But then in my mind, I'm like, how smart are you if you were fighting COVID and then you're like, I'm going to go on this Bachelorette show?
Well, they all had to quarantine.
Except Chris Harrison.
I'm hoping, well.
True. And then he lied to us about it.
True. But I am hoping that because he's an anesthesiologist and was working like
front line
with COVID patients, that he quarantined before they quarantined.
We'll see.
You know?
He once was voted top 20 most eligible doctors in the medical professionals in New York City.
That's cool.
Joe's biggest turnoff is someone who litters. Same, Joe.
Same.
Like, samesies. And he says the best trip he ever took was a 10-week solo trip to Central America.
That sounds really cool, honestly.
He got money.
Yeah, he's an anesthesiologist in New York City, honey.
Money. Okay, next we have Jordan C. He is 26. He's a software account executive in New York City as well.
Okay, first of all, he looks like... Okay, hang on. I have a film clip for this.
Okay, I'm going to keep going while you look it up.
Okay.
It says, anyone who says glasses aren't sexy clearly haven't met Jordan. Bachelor, what the fuck does that mean? Who said glasses aren't sexy? Everybody wears glasses. I personally found that very offensive. So I'm going to just say that.
Okay. He looks like this old video of Shamar Moore on Soul Train. Okay?
Yes! Yes, he does! With, like, the little hot... I can see it. You don't even have to show me. I can see it. With the glass... Oh, my gosh.
And, like, but instead, the glasses are, like, those half... Like, the ombre sunglasses.
That is exactly what he looks like. It says, when Jordan C. was 8 years old, his father suddenly passed away, and he became the man of the house, a responsibility he took very seriously at the time and still does. Here's another explanation of a black man with a single parent household. They had to like throw that in there.
And of course he's going to have a one-on-one and he's going to have like this heartfelt conversation about that as well.
Exactly.
Which not downplaying his tragedy.
Right.
And the trauma that comes with losing a parent, certainly not. But things to expect on the season.
Exactly. So the perfect, he basically says that the perfect girl is somebody who will spend hours with him on the couch watching Jim Carrey movies. Love Jim Carrey movies.
And I hate Jim Carrey.
What? Like Fun with Dick and Jane? The Mask? Liar Liar or Big Liar?
The only one I like is Bruce Almighty.
That's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Have you seen Fun with Dick and Jane?
I think so. I really just don't watch shit if Jim Carrey's on it. Generally, it's a rule. I'm sorry.
I thought we were going to be friends for life.
Are you packing up and leaving?
Oh, no, I was trying to turn my, trying to turn my heater on. I'm cold.
Oh, okay.
He says that the only thing that may get in his way is his older sister, who he says never liked any of the girlfriends that he brought home. He says that she is just protective of him and can't wait to see what he thinks about Claire. I'm wishing he does not get a hometown, because y'all are not going to just call her an aggressive black woman the entire time and portray her as that. So it's a hard motherfucking pass.
It does say that he dreams of having a dog named Maverick, which is also one of my dreams. I want a pair of dogs, one named Goose, one named Maverick.
Oh, my best friend, Amanda, she has a lab, and her lab's name is Maverick, and he's super cute. Aww. So I was like, shout out for that. I want to bring him on the podcast because I want to ask him questions that are not dumb as fuck. Like, I want to ask him, like, real questions. Like, let me talk to you, Shamar.
Like, did he get his style inspiration from Shamar Moore? Because also, though, Shamar Moore is sexy as fuck.
Oh, he definitely is, but he can't dance for shit. Okay, Jordan M. is next. He's...
Okay, hang on. My mouse is being weird. Okay. Okay. Oh, sorry. I'm reading. Sorry, you're... I'm sorry.
He's 30. He's a cybersecurity engineer from Santa Monica, California.
Okay, I swear I know this man.
Oh, shit.
I swear to God, I know him from somewhere, or I know someone who looks so much like him that it's not even funny. I can't figure it out, honestly.
Are you trying to say all black people look alike?
No, I'm trying to say that there's a man that looks just like that man.
I think Drinking the Kool-Aid Pod just talking about doppelgangers.
Doppelgangers? Yeah, I was listening to that.
I haven't listened to it, so don't tell me, but I definitely want to hear.
It's creepy.
He's standing at a towering 6 feet and 8 inches tall. Oh. Why are we talking about... The first thing that y'all fucking have to talk about is his physique. That's all y'all had. Because generally, all of the Bachelor contestants are pretty tall. Generally.
Especially because I feel like Claire's like 5'4"-ish. So anyone's... Most people are going to look tall.
But even think about, like, a Peter, Tyler, because remember...
Why would you make me think about a Peter?
I'm saying, but, like, in Hannah's season, Luke was always... He was short compared to the rest of them. Tyler, Peter...
True.
Other people. But anyway, so I don't know why the first thing we have to talk about with this black man who is a cybersecurity engineer is the fact that he's 6 feet.
Well, because the reason for that, Danielle, is because black people play basketball.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They're like, he's...
That's the reason.
He's really tall, but look, he doesn't play basketball.
He does other things.
He also loves writing poetry and competing in hacking competitions. I thought that was fucking cool.
What is a hacking competition?
Like, I think, like computer hacks.
Oh, because he's a cybersecurity guy. Okay, cool. That makes more sense.
I thought that was so fucking cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
He admits that he can be a little shy at first, but once his guard is down, it's game on. So
same.
He'll probably go home night one. He idolizes Barack Obama.
Same.
Same. I was like, yes, but we know the Bachelor is MAGA, so. Date card and Game of Roses. They did a whole Bachelor MAGA episode. So you have to listen to that.
I need to check that one out.
Mm-hmm. Jordan M's favorite Sunday activity is cleaning. I feel that.
Mine is sleeping on the couch.
And his dream is to own a classic car restoration shop.
That's cool.
There's a show I watched that had I don't even know. They're the people, they're like up in the Appalachian Mountains, but they like restore cars at some like shop. I don't remember what it's called, but I watched it like at 4 o'clock in the morning for hours one day.
Why are you awake at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Just because. Who said I can't? Who gonna check me, boo? Next we have.
I mean, I just want to make sure you're getting adequate sleep.
I'm not. No worry.
Okay, great. Great.
Next we have Riley. I'm gonna give you a second to find this one. He's 30. He's an attorney from Long Island City, New York. He's like a little, I think he's like a little short buff guy.
His bio's not popping up.
I had an issue with that. So I'll tell you about it. So
okay. Well, I can see his little face. So,
he is a in the little picture. Self-proclaimed workaholic. After attending a small college in Ohio, he moved to New York City to attend Syracuse School of Law and pursue his dream of being a big city lawyer. He's working as an attorney and practicing medical malpractice.
Cool. There's money in that.
Right. I started thinking ambulance chaser, but then that was like personal injury more so. Also, please don't ask him to go to a museum because that's not going to happen. Hmm. Like, I'd like to ask him about that. Like, I love a museum.
Yeah, same. I love a museum. I'm a nerd like that.
He'd rather check out a new restaurant or spend the day at a ballpark and join the game over beer and hot dog. He's already planning his family's first vacation. They're going to go on a tour of every single MLB stadium in the country.
It's a lot of baseball.
I know, but I love it. I love it. He knows a lot of baseball, all the lyrics to Call Me Maybe and is a karaoke legend among his colleagues.
That is impressive. I want him to show off his karaoke skills to Claire.
We'll never see it. All right. Now we have...
It's true.
Now we have a man. He's 31. Former pro football player, wide receiver.
Okay, I know where we're going with this.
From Brandon, South Dakota. Dale!
He is so fucking sexy.
Daddy, like, Dale! But even they said former pro football wide receiver. Like, they've never told us what positions these guys played.
No.
Like, they're...
But for Dale, they will.
Yeah. So, Dale...
Because they know we know.
Right.
We don't know. We don't know.
Dale is Dale. The minute I saw him, I was like, he's fucking gorgeous.
I was like, yeah. I was like, I just want to swim in your eyes.
Literally, caramel, just, like, deliciousness. Is that you? So, oh, okay.
That was me just drinking up the caramel syrup.
Ooh. A little sexy. All right, so Dale is a small town boy with big dreams of making an impact on the world. His mother passed away at a young age, but before her death, Dale said that she taught him to always follow his passion and that nothing is impossible if you work hard, which I love. After playing D1 football and basketball at South Dakota State University, I have been there. They are the Jackrabbits. They are a rival of North.
They're the fucking Jackrabbits?
Jackrabbits.
So. Yeah. Interesting mascot.
They're a rival of NDSU, where I went to undergrad.
That makes sense.
And the football game, the championship football game, is called the Dakota Marker game. And they have a big, probably about this big, a big stone. And it was like carved.
That was like a 12-inch thing. Yeah, that she, sorry. Not all of y'all can see this.
Sorry about that. So yeah, it's a big piece of stone that they actually pulled from the earth on the North Dakota, South Dakota border. So every year, North Dakota and South Dakota play each other
for a rock.
Okay. Disrespectful ass bitch. Okay, yes. For a fucking rock. A big stone in between the two states. Cool. So I've been to South Dakota. Dale spent 4 years playing in the NFL before stepping away to move to New York and pursue a career in consulting for sports wellness and lifestyle brands. So he's.
Do we know what teams he played for? Team or teams?
I do not know. That is a good question. It did not say. We can look that up, though. He is basically an influencer. Dale is looking for a woman who wants him but doesn't need him. And says that nothing turns him on more than an independent woman with strong convictions. Dale loves Oprah. Oprah has not been black since the 80s, so whatever. His favorite indulgence is a good martini and a perfectly cooked steak, which I feel like you love that.
I do. I like both of those things, actually.
Who do you play for?
So, you're not going to like this. The Green Bay Packers.
God, Jesus. I'm so tired of hearing about the fucking cheeseheads. Oh, my God.
So, Green Bay Packers, Tampa Bay Bucks, Chicago Bears, Carolina Panthers, L.A. Kiss. I'm guessing that's a minor. Mm-hmm. Does football have a minor
No, league? They have, like, more of a, like, they have, like, the X League, and they have different stuff. It might be a Canadian, sometimes there's, like, Canadian leagues.
It is an arena football team.
Arena. So it's, like, yeah. It's,
and then also the Chicago Bears.
So you did a lot.
But the Packers. He played for the Packers.
Anyways, move on to AJ. I think this is the start of our white people or non-people of color, right?
AJ, I think, is racially ambiguous to me.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of that.
And I think he could definitely be part Jewish as well.
Mm. So AJ is 28. He's a software salesman from I want to say Playa del Rey, but I think it's Playa.
It's Playa del
Playa Rey. Del Rey. It says Playa, so.
It's a Playa Playa.
Playa Playa, Del Rey, California. When he's not studying to get his MBA or killing it in the software sales game, which I don't even know what killing it in software sales means. He loves to enjoy.
Ask Nick Viall.
Is that what he did? Mm-hmm. Gross. Mm-hmm. That's why he was like, influencer life for me.
Yeah, I'll pick that.
Right.
Thanks.
He loves and enjoys the sun. He likes to head to the ocean from some surfing and beach volleyball. He grew up in a Muslim household. Okay. And thanks to his...
Did not know that before I...
Said that he was...
Said he was part Jewish.
I could see that, though. Yeah. And thanks to his strong bond with his mom, who he says he tells everything to, he considers himself to be a modern Muslim and is very excited to share his culture and background with Claire. I don't think I've ever seen them highlight someone's, like, you know, that someone was Muslim.
A religion that's other than Christian.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought... No. I liked it, but then I also was like...
Well, also, like... Religiously speaking, religious diversity, they've only had Jason Mesnick. And I think he's the only non-Christian identifying lead.
Oh,
and
really?
Jason Mesnick is Jewish, yep.
Oh, I didn't know that. Thanks for the info, Max.
You're welcome.
AJ doesn't... Oh, it says don't take AJ to the zoo because he's terrified of tigers. And okay.
We need to talk about that, AJ.
He's a double dutch master on jump rope. And learn how to make candles during quarantine. I think he's great.
I support that.
He's not one of my favorites, but I really enjoyed him, his bio.
Yeah. He can go in my, like, overall grouping of cool people.
Yeah, I'm interested to see him. Ben, he is 29. He is an Army Ranger veteran from Venice, California. He is a sweet Midwestern boy with California dreamboat good looks.
He's
not my type.
My type used to be an Army Ranger.
Is that why you made that face?
That's why I made that face.
I don't remember what he looks like, but I just remember not being it. I was like, he's not my type. They're like, California, dreamboat, good look. Like, when I think California, I think long, luscious hair, like, surfer boy body. And I was like...
Fair.
Ben suffered a life-changing back injury that shifted his priorities in life, and he ultimately led to his decision not to return to active duty. After returning to civilian life, he made the decision to focus on his passion, which is health and nutrition, aka he's a trainer.
And probably sells like Advocare on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. And steroids. He probably uses steroids.
Wow.
So
they make your dick small.
Why'd you have to say it like that? Is that like my strong hand? Do you remember? Take my strong
hand. David and I do it all the time.
He said that the woman that of his dreams must be able to keep up with him on the dance floor, or at least be willing to cheer him on when he jumps in the middle of a dance battle to show off some of his winning moves. I doubt that.
I want
to
see it.
I don't.
I want to see it.
I fucking don't. I want to see it. So that shit gonna be stiff as a fucking brick.
I want to see it.
Stiff as hell. He gonna be like, oh, look at this. I can do the worm. Fuck you.
I want to watch him do the worm.
Oh, dry ass. Anyways, when he's in a relationship, he loves showing affection through writing love letters. His favorite.
Your thing is words of affirmation.
I guess maybe because I don't get it ever. I don't ever get that.
Or you're not into him.
I'm not into him. That's
probably the other reason, too.
Like, writing love letters?
Is that like an I love you on a sticky note that you just, like, put on someone's forehead? Because that'd be okay with that.
Don't put it on my forehead. That's scary. But I love the note. But when you say a love letter, that starts to make me...
That makes me think of, like, long, like, 7-page letter.
Yeah.
I'm writing you...
You were about to say 7. That's okay. You got 4. You know the song.
Mine for you is longer.
Thank you.
Than just 4.
Thank you. I get 3 extra pages, y'all. Yeah. I'm going to stop talking about Ben and move on, because the other shit was that he likes ice bath, flew across the country to see a girl he's never met. That ain't nothing special these
days.
That
just seems like bad judgment.
True. Next, we have Bennett. He's 36.
Oh.
He's a wealth management consultant from New York City. Megan has a very strong reaction to him.
I wanted to like him so bad.
Mm.
And then someone posted this fucking bio.
Yeah. So
this is the only one I've read.
Bennett says he is the total package, and I've said narcissist much. Why is he single? You may be wondering. He hasn't always been, quote, this successful and good looking. Yeah, I was like, fuck you. And he grew up in Atlanta, which I think he's one of the only people from Georgia.
Okay, I'm thinking that he grew up, like, out very, very, very far north outside of Atlanta. Absolutely. And he's just claiming, like...
Like, everybody
incredibly
does.
Far.
Yeah.
Like, Dalton.
Like, white as hell.
Like, Tennessee.
Or, like, Athens. Maybe he, like, grew up in Athens. He attended Harvard.
You got into Harvard Law. What? Like, it's hard?
According to Bennett, his high school girlfriend is the only girl he's ever had to work for.
That means you're a piece of shit. That's what that means.
The only thing about this bio that I liked was he said humidity at any level is a deal breaker. And I was like, I fucking feel that.
Motherfucking, you grew up in Atlanta. True. Calm down.
Yeah. Bennett's a
it's better for the skin.
That is
and
true.
The hair.
Better for your hair, not mine when it's straight. Well, I guess anyone's when it's straight. Bennett is a douchebag, so.
Yeah, I would like to co-sign that.
Next we have Blake. I'm going to assume it's Monar, M-O-N-A-R. He's 31. He's a male grooming specialist from Phoenix, Arizona.
I think that's a fancy way to say barber.
I was thinking more like Alexa, like waxing and...
Oh, when you said Alexa, I thought you meant the robot. Okay.
Okay. So, growing up, baseball was Blake's life. He retired after a debilitating neuromuscular injury. He packed up his entire life and moved to Phoenix, where he now owns and operates a cosmetic company. His idea of a romantic night includes cooking dinner at home and watching movies in sweatpants. Love the fuck out of that.
I can get behind that. Mm-hmm.
He's never left the country. Me too. And he loves taking his mom shopping. I really can't imagine my son taking me shopping. That seems strange.
He also loves pancakes. And I can also get behind that.
Like, he was in my middle. I didn't put him as my favorite, but he's not. Yeah. I'm interested to see him, but he's not one of my favorites.
My question for him would be, what kind of pancakes? Are we talking blueberry pancakes? Are we talking, like, whole wheat pancakes? Ooh. Pumpkin pie pancakes? What kind of pancakes, Blake? The people want to know.
You know what I make? I make pancake sheets. So I make basically use a whole box of pancake mix. And then I do, sometimes it's banana, sometimes it's blueberry, sometimes it's strawberry. I'll do bacon and I'll do chocolate chip. And I cook the whole sheet. And then I just kind of go up the middle on all of them and cut them into squares and basically just make like little
bars. Like baby pancakes.
Yeah. And then I put them in a big container in the fridge and so that my husband and my son can eat pancakes every day and I don't have to cook them every day.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it.
I'm going to have to do that.
Next we have pancake Blake. Sheets. I'm going to say Moynes. M-O-Y-N-E-S. He's 29, wildlife manager from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada.
He looks like he's Canadian.
I don't know what that means, and I don't want you to offend our Canadian listeners. Is this the one wearing the plaid shirt?
No.
Oh, okay. Because then I was...
No, he's definitely, like, got a beard, and, like, he, like, looks like he likes to be outside.
He spends his days happily working outdoors. In the past, Blake spent Saturday nights hanging with best friends, but now all of the friends are married and he's the last single man remaining, so he's feeling the pressure to settle down and wife up. Not a great reason to get married. His dream woman is outdoorsy, beautiful, and fun. She has to have a goofy side and be okay with his self-described potty mouth. And
hey, I'm right here.
We're here, bruh.
Although he's not really my type, but potty mouth and goofy, so. Right. But I'm a little over being outside right now.
Well, so. You just spent, like, it probably feels good to be back and, like, have walls. Like, and a bed, like, your own bed, and, like, a full-size kitchen.
It does. It really does.
So, he loves ninja and picnics.
Ninja Turtles.
Oh. It just said the ninja. I miss the turtles. Next, we have...
And pizza.
Oh, great. Missed that. Okay. My literally just says he loves the ninja and picnics. And I was like, cool, done. Next motherfucker. Next motherfucker. Here we go. Brandon, he's 28. He's a real estate agent from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's
adorbs.
I don't even know what the thing says, but he's going on the list. He's so sexy.
Oh, that's all you needed to know. Okay, I guess I won't tell you anything else. So he's enjoyed being a model in New York, but now he says he's ready to head back to...
It says he's an Italian stallion. I'm signing the fuck up. Where do I... Please tell me.
He's for Claire right now, okay? So maybe we'll see...
Okay, well, once this season's over... You call me Brandon the Italian Stallion. I'll deal with David later.
Brandon has enjoyed being a model in New York, but now he's ready to head back to the Cleveland burbs where he grew up to start a family. Are you going to move to Cleveland?
I don't have to root for LeBron James anymore. True. I'll think about it. Although it snows there. No.
Okay. So, talking to the person who lived in Minnesota and North Dakota. Okay, cool. I doubt that he actually wants to start a family. I think he's here for the fame. But anyways,
I'll play into that. It's fine.
He's a nice Midwestern boy with the abs of an A-list movie star. Brandon says he's never had trouble getting a date. I can see why. He loves to date older women, and most recently, the most recent one being 38 years old, which is about 10 years older,
which is Claire's
age. But it's like, why did you put that in there? Like, I don't know. You're not the youngest, so you don't have to say it. And 10 years age different ain't really... No.
It's not.
He has a phobia of dancing. And he is the first to admit that he wore way too much Ed Hardy back in the day. I don't really...
It happened to a lot of people.
I don't really love him, so...
I don't really care what the rest of his bio says. Like, I'll get to know him on the show. That's fine, but like...
We'll see him. We'll definitely see his ass on a beach. And, you know, Hannah Ann will be trying to go for that ass. You know he will. She will. I know. I'm sorry.
I'll have words with her later.
Brendan, who's 30, he's a commercial roofer from Milford, Massachusetts. He's one of my favorites. He's no Italian stallion. But, listen to his bio. He lost his dad at a young age, and he knew his purpose in life was to be a father. After relocating to L.A., he decided to move back to Massachusetts to work for the family roofing business and to be closer to his family, especially his nieces and nephews, which he can't get enough of. He loves some true crime. He's one of our people. Okay. He's a Crime and Roses cutie, so definitely want to have him on the show.
He doesn't know that yet, but we got to tell him.
Yeah. He can juggle. His real passion is coaching his high school basketball team, and his signature look is a turtleneck.
I can't wear turtlenecks, personally.
I don't think I own one, to be honest.
It's just too close.
But he's one of my favorites. I really liked him.
He does have pretty blue eyes and curly hair.
I just liked him so much. Next, we have Chasen. He's 31. He's an IT account executive from San Diego, California. He grew up in the world of competitive swimming. His parents have been together for 35 years. Y'all, it does not matter how long your parents have been together or if they're even together now. Nope. Stop making your life.
Or if they were ever together besides one, maybe not.
It doesn't matter. You can still have a positive and healthy relationship with your spouse and not have a parent who was together for 35 fucking years. And there's a lot of people who are together for a real long time, and that shit is very toxic. So if you're leaving toxic relationships, then that's a good thing. So please, Bachelor, stop using this, like, conservative, Christian, married, never gonna, like, get divorced thing as a catalyst for what your relationship should look like, because that shit doesn't matter. And that's, I'm gonna hop off that soapbox now.
You can tell that Chasen has broken his nose at least a couple times.
You think, he's only a competitive swimmer.
Yeah, it gets real competitive. Well, let me tell you what
might get competitive. He ended a 2-year toxic relationship with a coworker. Messy as fuck. Oh.
Don't shit where you eat, people.
Have you ever done that?
Mm-mm. Good, don't. No, not that I can think of. I mean, maybe in high school we're like, you know, you were high school, but it wasn't like a, you know, like a full-time gig. It was like, oh, I worked at the shoe store at the Mall of America and like dated one of the other employees there who was probably worked there for like a couple weeks, but nothing substantial. I just think it's messy.
Yeah, it is.
He loves women who take pride in staying fit and can carry on meaningful conversations without awkward silence. His nickname is Wolverine because, according to his friends, he recovers and heals quickly. I think that's dumb as fuck. I don't know why they included that.
Shink, shink!
And Jason can't wait to get a golden doodle puppy one day.
I want a golden doodle puppy.
No, adopt, don't shop. Everybody wants a golden doodle.
No, I would adopt.
Nobody, two, they never have golden doodles. Doodle. They never do. Because everybody fucking wants one. Don't do it.
I know, but they're really
He once
cute.
Swam from San Francisco to Alcatraz wearing only a pink Speedo.
Okay, since I was just in San Francisco, I will speak to this. I didn't hear the pink Speedo part when you said it at first. That water is motherfucking cold, and that is much farther than it looks. Yeah. And what kind of pink Speedo? Was it a hot pink Speedo? Was it a baby pink? Was it a rose pink?
That's a good question.
So I can fully envision it.
I immediately went to, like, hot pink.
So did I.
Well, should ask.
Was it like a almost skin tone color
ooh,
pink?
Okay, anyways, okay. Chris, he's 27. He's landscaping design salesman from Salt Lake City, Utah.
He looks POC as well. Or... he looks like he could definitely beat biracial.
I looked at him and I gave my husband the deciding factor and he told me no. And then especially when I said Salt Lake City, Utah, he was like, no.
I think he's biracial. I think he's part Asian.
We'll see. Okay. Well, she must love to travel because Chris's goal is to travel to 200 countries. He is currently at 180.
Holy shit.
No, sorry. He currently has 180 to go.
Oh.
Before meeting his target. I was like, oh, okay. When asked to describe himself as a lover, Chris said, I like to think I'm good at what I do. So I think that he...
Okay, first of all, Bachelor producers, like, let's not ask people to describe themselves as a lover because we already know that that word makes me... It makes me cringe.
How would you describe yourself?
Lover.
Reminds me of Chris and Brie.
I think I'm very much me.
I don't know what that means.
And that's why I'm going to leave it right at that.
How am I as a lover? I would say I'm very giving. I aim to please. Mm. You see how it just gets dirty immediately.
It does.
Chris is the oldest of four kids who all have a genius level IQ. As a kid, Chris ran and operated a coffee shop on his parents' front lawn so he could buy himself an electric scooter.
An enterprising young man. I like
but
it.
I don't understand landscaping design salesmen. It's like you go door to door and tell me how bad my backyard looks. Anyways.
I don't think that's how that works, but okay.
Next is Ed. He's 36. He's a healthcare salesman from Miami, Florida. I don't have a lot to say about Ed because I didn't find his bio to be very interesting at all.
He looks like he spent some time with Snooki.
I don't know what that means.
Like, he looks like he would, like, fit
in that group
on, yeah, that show. What show was that?
Jersey Shore. So after dating around and being single for the last year, Ed says he's finally in a place mentally and professionally to make finding his soulmate a priority. Work on your mental people. Cough, Colton. That's what my nails say. He's looking to find a woman who has natural beauty without looking overly fake, which I thought was real. I just thought that was a dick thing to say. And he likes kayaking or paddleboarding. That's all I had to.
Paddleboarding, I will say, is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the balance, and I don't have that. So he loves all-inclusive resorts.
I thought that was dumb as fuck, if I didn't include it.
It sounds like he'll have fun in Palm Springs.
Maybe. So next we have Jason. He's 31, a former pro football lineman from Arlington, Virginia.
Again, they're telling us what
position. I think they had to after Dale. They were like, oh, fuck. I mean, I guess we should probably tell him. So this is the third football player. Football players are like pageant contestants for the producers. So pageants for girls, football players for boys. After suffering too many concussions, aka CTE is a thing, on the field, he decided to prioritize his health and change the direction of his life. Since leaving the NFL in 2016, he lost 120 pounds.
Wow.
And on the weekends, he likes to spend his days visiting historical monuments around Arlington. Love that. Or kayaking on the Potomac River. And he hopes to meet a woman who can handle his sarcasm and put him in his place when he needs to be checked, which I think Claire definitely can fucking do.
Yeah. He also loves animals. I love animals.
That was dumb as fuck. That's why I didn't include it. We all love animals.
He's the first guy on the dance floor when it's time for the electric
slide.
That's
fucking dumb. I told you I don't want to see any more white people dance who cannot dance. That's how all y'all amped up Peter Weber. And that motherfucker think he can TikTok. Next, we have Jay. He's 29, a fitness director from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm tired of Florida right now.
Yeah.
Especially when we cover true crime. I'm just like, I don't want to talk about Florida ever again.
No, because the Florida man does what the Florida man does.
Dumb shit. So.
Weird shit, too.
Yeah, I agree. So Jay wants a woman that he can be 100% himself with and says his perfect date is one filled with random adventures followed by good wine and meaningful conversation. Love that.
Nothing annoys him
more than being on a date with a woman who is half in the conversation and half scrolling through Instagram. Feel that on 100% level.
Same.
Jay says that every song Drake puts out is a banger. Don't disagree. Jay doesn't like to go to hotspots or clubs because he hates paying for a cover charge. I fucking feel that.
Same. I would rather just buy another drink.
You're right, Jay. And he spends way too much of his allowance on clothes from Abercrombie and Fitch. And he is one of my favorites. Okay. I liked his bio.
I like his bio.
I was like, same. So how many faves do you have? You haven't written down.
Three.
Okay. You haven't written down a lot. Next we have...
I'm being very selective.
You are. You definitely are, which is good. Jeremy, who's 40, he's a baker from Washington, D.C. He's the oldest contestant ever to come on The Bachelorette. He says that D.C. is just full of A-type women that he doesn't get along with. He would not get along with us. We are very A-type. I feel like most lawyers probably are.
Yeah.
He loves volunteering and spending as much time as he can mentoring children with disabilities. His favorite thing about Claire is that she talked to raccoons, and he can't wait to get in on that conversation. I knew you were going to hate that.
No, I love that.
I thought you hated that they made her talk with raccoons.
She wasn't talking with raccoons. They just made it look like she was talking with raccoons. She was talking to a producer. But I love that he put something about Claire and Claire's season in his bio. He's watching. Or at least a producer had his back on that.
During quarantine, he developed a love for painting and taught himself how to rollerblade. I thought that was super cool.
I love a quarantine hobby.
Me too. I love a rollerblade.
Yeah. David really wants us to buy some rollerblades.
Do it. I think that's a really good workout.
I have not been on a rollerblade in a very long time, so I will be falling on my face.
That's why you get elbow pads, knee pads, a helmet, and
like a catcher's wrist guards. Catcher's mask.
You gotta save the
it's
face.
The money maker. It's the money maker.
So he hates Instagram models, both male and female. He says his love language is witty banter. That's not one of the five that we usually ask people. Are you writing him down as your favorite? I heard that pen click so fucking hard.
Click, click.
His favorite holiday is Halloween because he loves to geek out on haunted attractions.
I also love Halloween. It's not my favorite holiday, though.
Is he one of your favorites?
I just added to my list. Although he kind of looks like a douche, but...
He looks like a douche big time. Kenny is 39. He's a boy band manager from Chicago, Illinois.
I want to know who he manages.
Is it the next line literally says this handsome man about town is ready to say bye 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 to his single life. I was like, y'all producers, stop it. Kenny is a talent buyer in Chicago where he creates and manages boy band and cover bands. He wants a woman who is not controlling, fake, or wrongly opinionated.
Okay.
Yeah. The fuck don't does like that mean?
If
basically, who doesn't?
It, when I don't agree with you, it's a wrong opinion. Bitch, get the fuck exactly. out of here.
Yeah, I read that and was like, and who is not controlling? So you're controlling, you're fake, and you want everyone to think like your opinions are yeah. right.
So, and if he doesn't agree with her opinions, she should be ready for a spirited conversation because Kenny doesn't let things slide easily. The fuck?
I think Kenny, I feel like he's got a villain vibe.
I can see that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kenny and his dad work out together every day, and he hates cheese. So, Kenny,
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry, Kenny. This is the end of our friendship.
That's it. We're done. Thank you, Kenny. Please leave.
Please leave and eat cheese.
Mike is 38. He's a digital media advisor from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. He is one of my favorites.
He was one of my favorites, too.
Mike is a total Canadian stereotype in that he is quite possibly the nicest person you'll ever meet. He loves spending quality time with his friends and says being close with his family is a top priority. Mike wants a woman whose values align with his, as well as someone who is extremely honest and trustworthy, which I just love the words, like, honest, trustworthy, aligning values, like, that, like, someone who's, like, I don't want them to be, like, overly fake, or, like, I don't want them to be...
Or have wrong opinions, man.
I don't want them to have, like, other opinions than mine. He's like, look, I want someone who our values align, I want them to be honest, I want them to be trustworthy. He seems like a really fucking good dude.
Yeah.
So at the 2018 Winter Olympics, he captured a video with Hoda at the women's gold medal ice hockey game, and it went viral.
Cool.
He is a proud lifelong member of the Shania Twain fan club.
Because, you know, she's a gem of Canada. A gem of Canada.
If Mike could live in any time period, he would live during Jurassic years so he could roam through life with the dinosaurs.
I would, too. I would, too.
Mike. He's okay. So cute.
He's on my list.
All right. Now we have Paige. He's 37. He's a chef from Austin, Texas. His name is Paige, like P-A-G-E.
Okay. He looks like that guy who, his bio won't load, but he looks like that guy who was on night one of Caitlin and Britt when there were two bachelorettes, but Caitlin season. On that season, he's the one that went home as soon as they announced that it was Caitlin because he wanted to be with Britt. Paige looks like that guy.
He reminds me of, I don't know, I guess I just said just because he's a chef, but I was watching this show. I'm trying to find it now. It's on Netflix. It's about people who are Chef's Table Barbecue. It's a really good show that they basically are all barbecue pit masters, and they kind of go around the world just learning about them and their skills. So that's what I first thought of.
Okay, I'm going to hit share screen real quick because I found a picture of the guy.
Mm.
That's the guy.
Hold on. It just says share. Oh, hold on. Let me open this up real big. Oh, no, they don't look alike. Show me the other guy. Show me Paige. Oh, damn, they do look alike. I don't know why in my mind he was bald.
Mm-mm. No, he looks like that guy. Brady Toops was his name.
So you can see all of this. What's his name?
Brady Toops was the guy that left with Britt.
Oh, okay. So, Paige is a well-known and well-respected chef in the Austin area. He has a child and is open to having more children. He cannot relate to people who love football, so I don't really understand that. And all his fun facts were about food and loving to debate social and political issues, so that's all I wrote.
So, I do love food. Although I do like also to watch football, so I don't think that he and I would get along very well.
I feel like he'd want to like go to a really fancy restaurant and like just fucking like
critique like every single moment of the food. And yeah. I'm like, can we just enjoy it?
Can we just enjoy it and maybe watch TV while we do
it? Yeah, that'd
it?
Be cool.
Is that a
can we problem? Just go to like a dive bar and just have a couple beers and eat some like eat a burger?
Nachos.
Right. And he says debating social and political issues. I would like to know personally, sir, where do you stand on those issues? Thank you.
It just seems like he'd be a dick.
Kind of seems
that's
like
what I. The yeah, it's the vibe I got. It's like he's just kind of a dick.
Next, we have Robbie. He's 31. He's an insurance broker from Tampa, Florida. He played D1 baseball at Florida State University and then moved back home after graduating to work for his family's insurance brokerage. So he got money.
He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt in his bio picture.
He is ready for Bachelor in Paradise because he's probably going to go home night one. He splits his time between Tampa and Los Angeles. He says his main focus is taking the family business to the next level. His dream woman is incredibly athletic and is able to throw back a few beers with him after a day of hiking. His biggest accomplishment is modeling for GQ magazine. He says he's sentimental. He still has a blanket that his first girlfriend made for him. I'm getting like serial killer vibes with that.
I mean, I appreciate that he's sentimental. But that also sounds kind of like you're still clinging to your relationship with her.
Gotta let that go, bro.
Mm-hmm. And you're 31, so that was probably like a minute ago.
Yeah, I would assume like teenagerish.
Probably.
I mean, have you made a blanket for David?
No.
I haven't made a blanket for my husband, so... Unless she sews. I don't know. Anyways, Robbie's move when he is into a woman is he walks up to her and casually says, "Hey."
I mean, it's not the worst line I've ever heard.
Right. Next, we have Tyler C.
Another one?
So, Tyler S. fucked this up for him. Tyler S. should have left and he could have just been Tyler. Okay, because I like Tyler C, but now in the franchise, he's never going to be anything but the other Tyler C, and that's disrespectful. They should have got rid of Tyler S. They're trying to play my man Tyler C, and I don't have no time for it.
Okay.
He is she one feels, of my favorites.
She feels strongly about this. Okay. Tell me about him, because I can't Tyler open C up is, the page.
Oh, well, look at his photo. That's all you need. Tyler C. is a kind Southern gentleman who loves to have fun. He grew up in a small town where he says he rarely left his bubble and wasn't very social. After becoming the second person in his family to attend college, he became a badass lawyer and says he's a businessman by day and a cowboy by night.
Does it say what kind of law he practices?
Mm-mm. Tyler C. says he's a Matthew McConaughey stan. And that he could eat Thanksgiving dinner all year round.
Okay, I can fuck with that.
And he definitely, when I looked on his social media, had a little black box. Or actually, like, more than just a black box. He, like, had some posts about, like, racial equality and why that's important, I think, if I remember. So, I like him.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know if I said he's from Morgantown, West Virginia.
I wrote him down on my list.
Good. Tyler S., who they just could have left off, is 36. He's in music. I only say that, nothing wrong with him, but like, I just really wanted Tyler C. to just be Tyler so that he wouldn't be Tyler C.
And then the other Tyler C. Yeah.
And I'm tired of talking about the other Tyler
Same.
C. So Tyler S. is 36. He's a music manager from Georgetown, Texas. After years of being...
Two music managers?
Right. Y'all could have really just left this bro, like...
They really could have just been music manager one, music manager two.
I know. So after years of being on the road and managing careers of his brother, country singer Granger Smith...
Holy shit!
I don't know who that is. But if your name is Granger, I feel like you should be a country singer for sure.
You should definitely be a country singer. No, Granger Smith is legit.
Okay, cool.
And he's much cuter than his brother. Okay, continue.
Tyler S. is now ready to step out from behind the curtains and focus on himself. His personal rule is that if he can't show his mama a girl's Instagram, then he can't date her.
I think that's...
I like that. When Tyler S. has spare time, he likes to plant trees, fish, and work with organizations fighting to protect wildlife. He has been to all 50 of the United States.
Cool.
So, that's Tyler. All right. We got a couple more.
Yep.
Yusef, he's 30. He's a medical device salesman from Daphne, Alabama. Can you please Google and tell me the population of Daphne, Alabama? Because it sounds like it'd be small as fuck.
It is on the... It's on Mobile Bay. Mm-hmm. Population 26,000, sorry, as of 2018.
Oh, it's not that tiny. So Yusef was married at 24 and has his daughter, Zara. And soon after they... Oops. He was married at 24. They had his daughter soon after. They're really good at co-parenting, which I think is really important, especially like when you have kids, like you just need to make sure that you're co-parenting correctly. That's how you have healthy and successful relationships with your new partner and your previous spouse. He frequents the local dance clubs. So at 30, I'm like, lead a club's alone, bruh. Yusuf said, quote, I am successful, intelligent, have my life together, and I'm extremely hardworking. I put it twice because it pissed me off so much. One day, Yusuf wants to own a home in Egypt so he can take his family there on vacations, and he once was catfished on a dating app.
So, whatever. You should call Neve instead.
Neve, who's on Dancing with the Stars and killing it?
It's because he's so cute and beautiful and wonderful.
He's adorable.
He's just such a nice, he just seems like such a nice guy.
He does. He's I didn't know he was married and had two kids. Yep.
Oh, you don't watch Catfish as religiously as I do. Okay.
No. Cool. No, I don't. Cool. I'm sorry. Ooh, you should do a true crime story about like a catfish situation. Ooh. Zach C is, and it's Z-A-C. He's 36, an addiction specialist from Haddonfield, New Jersey. After putting his party days behind him and becoming sober himself, super dope,
cool.
Zach started a recovery program which focuses on helping reintegrate people back into the world after rehab, which has become his life's purpose, which I think is so awesome.
That's really cool.
Because one of the big issues when you leave rehab is that you've been in this little bubble, almost like The Bachelor. You've been in this confined space and everything has been like, you know, provided for you and perfect in this bubble, right? And you leave there and you're like, shit's gonna go wrong in the world with your addiction issues and you're gonna have temptation. You don't have any of that in this little bubble. So I just think that's amazing.
He also looks like my friend's little brother.
Is that a good or bad thing?
It's a good thing. They're both good. They're both like good looking people, so cool. Yeah.
Zach says that he is a sucker for good style and loves a woman with curves. Won't find that on The Bachelor. Not going to find that on Bachelor in Paradise. But you could find that in the world. Zach prefers to keep it old school and he gets his news from reading the morning paper. That's so fucking old.
I know, but I kind of love it. I kind of love it.
His dream is to travel to Italy and eat his way through the country.
Same.
I read this as eat out the country.
Oh, that's different kind of vibe.
Yeah. No, when I read it, I was like, he wants to eat out the country. And I was like, that sounds really unsanitary. I was like, I mean, I'm all down for that. But the whole country?
That is ambitious. That's a little nasty.
It's a little nasty. I'm going to need you to use some protection. And last but not least, we have Zach J. He's 37. He's a cleaning service owner. When I think of cleaning service owner, I think about, I used to work at this job called Jan Pro, where they basically were a franchise company. So they would go and find buildings for you to clean, and then you would be like an owner of the business, and you would either go clean it yourself, or you would find other people to clean it, and kind of just like trickle down effect. So whenever I see cleaning service owner, I just think somebody who owns like this little franchise.
Oh, I added Zach C to my faves list as well.
Can you please share your screen and show me him again? Because I don't feel like I was into Zach C.
This one.
Oh, yeah. He's all right. But look at Tyler C. Isn't he so cute?
I added Tyler C as well.
He's adorbs. All right, Zach J, he's 37, cleaning service owner, St. George, Utah. He is a successful business owner who loves staying active and healthy. He says his attributes are his ability to be empathetic, fun, and clever. I've never heard somebody talk about their ability to be empathetic. Like, isn't it like a normal human being?
I mean, some people are more empathetic than others, definitely. So maybe he's like truly like an empath. Though, because I know a couple people who are truly empaths, and I think I'm an empathetic person, but not to that level. So maybe that's what he means. I don't know.
That makes sense. Zach is obsessed with gum and chapstick. He once broke his nose walking into a glass door.
I didn't break my nose, but I've done that.
Really?
Yeah, it was FAO Schwartz. It was in the mall. I was like 5.
You just
You just didn't. Oh, okay. Okay. I was about to say, like, I feel like I'd see the door if I was grown.
It was really clean. They had just cleaned it. It was smudge free.
And you were fine. I was fine. So it makes sense. Zach doesn't understand why people have so much trouble knowing when to use there and there, like T-H-E-R-E or T-H-Y apostrophe R-E or there, like T-H-E-I-R.
Completely agree.
It drives him crazy. Mm-hmm. I Same. Fucking feel mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, definitely.
That's everybody. Megan?
Who did you put on your faves list?
My faves list consists of Brendan, Ivan, Jay, Mike, and Tyler C.
Okay. So my faves list is Ivan, Joe, Brandon, the Italian Stallion, Jeremy, Mike, Zach J.
Okay, okay, that's a lot of favorites.
Tyler C and Zach C. It's really just okay. this long.
I'm gonna need you to narrow it down to five people.
And then I have a note about pancake sheets and catfish true crime. Catfish murder.
I'm gonna need you to narrow it down to five because that's the plot. That's
okay, well then I'm gonna take Zach J out. Okay. And that Italian Stallion's not going anywhere.
Well,
Jeremy's gone because he looks like a douche.
So tell everybody again who your favorite
that's
is.
Only that's six. Whatever, it's close enough. Ivan, Joe, Brandon, Italian Stallion, Mike, Tyler C, and Zach C.
I have Brendan, Ivan, Jay, Mike, and Tyler C. So that's it, everybody. So join us on social media at Crime and Roses on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Tell us your favorite guy and why. Also, check out our social media because I'm going to do a giveaway for some Clacia merch. Ooh. I promise it'll be really easy, just like a couple steps, and we'll have a winner from Twitter and a winner from Instagram.
Ooh.
So we'll give away. You know I love a giveaway.
You do. Can it be me?
No. You cannot win. Anyways, and then next week we'll be back with the Bachelorette premiere and our corresponding true crime. So be on the lookout for that. Make sure to join us on Patreon to hear all about Megan's cross country trip. And since it's spooky season in October, I want to do a little true crime bonus episode of some spook.
It's happening, guys. It's happening. It's happening.
Drinking the Kool-Aid pod has been making me, like, we watched Insidious as a family. It was at 12 o'clock in the afternoon with all of the lights on, but we watched it.
Did you watch, Thousand?
Yeah.
What was the one what was the other one?
Thousand Corpses or whatever.
Did you watch it?
No. It was nighttime, so I got scared. So we did Insidious the next day instead. So I think now we're gonna, like, every Saturday midday, lights on, we're gonna watch, like, a scary movie as a family. It was really fun.
I love this for you.
We had a really good
I love this for me. That's happening to you.
Right. Because I'm not into scary anything. But yeah, so we're going to do, since it is spooky season, I want to do like a bonus
spooky season
true crime episode for Patreon. So make sure you sign up in our Patreon. We have our Patreon starts at a $1 level. And Megan's cross country trip will be on all levels because we just want you to like get to know us and hear all about it, and the link is in the show notes.
And we love you.
We mean it.
We do.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
And that's a wrap on this episode of Crime and Roses. Thanks for tuning in. Big shout out and thank you to our producer, audio engineer, tech support guru, and Danielle's bestie, David Velik. You can find him on Instagram at David Velik. That's DavidVelik. And at keylightmedia.com, KeylightMedia.com.
And you can also connect with us via social media. We're on Twitter at Crime and Roses, at CrimeAndRoses. We do live tweet during the Bachelor franchise shows. And if you use the hashtag Crime and Roses, we'll pick the tweet of the week and mention you on the show. You can also follow us on Instagram at Crime and Roses and send us your favorite memes and we'll repost them. Like, follow, and join the discussion on Facebook. And lastly, you can email us at crimeandroses@gmail.com. Send us your crime suggestions, also any questions and comments you may have. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on using your favorite podcatcher.
We love you. Bye.
Bye.